Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Thank you so much, Carl, for that amazing introduction, and welcome to Friends Friday Fun Podcast. I am super excited because, of course, Friday is my favorite day, so I have to wish you a happy Friends Friday today. And Friday for me is all about learning how to impact others in a positive way, touching people's hearts, particularly on Friday, and having a lot of fun doing that. So today I have one of my friends that has a podcast as well, Health to Wealth. We are actually talking about the four C's for success today, because that's what I work everything around in order to accomplish goals. Now, Cindy Little has been in the health and fitness industry for over 30 years. She's been in bodybuilding as well. She is a mom to a 23-year-old daughter and a 21-year-old son. What's really interesting about Cindy is she has had an amazing life because she was a medic in the Canadian military. She actually served for 6 years and jumped out of planes and served in Croatia. Like, how exciting is that? She also absolutely loves motorcycles. She's a golfer, a gun shooter, public speaker, and soon to be author. Cindy has had a very successful podcast ongoing. I've actually been on her podcast, so it's my turn to return that favor and be able to introduce Cindy Little to you on my podcast today. So thank you so much, Cindy, for joining me.
Well, I am so excited. Thank you, Penny Lee, for having me on your show. I'm excited about the word commitment, and that's what we're talking about today, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it was interesting because when I started out on my podcast, I knew that I wanted to make it fun. I also wanted to give people an opportunity to learn where I was coming from. And one of the things that I realized many years ago is that there are four C's for success. The first one is commitment. Commit to yourself, your idea. Anything that you come up with and you want to pursue, you need to make a firm commitment. The second thing is communicate. You have to be able to communicate that information and message in order for others to come forward and be able to help you. And that's where community comes in. So a community is a support system. It's also an opportunity to learn and grow based on other people's perspectives. And finally, collaboration. Today, when I asked you which one of the four C's, what did you say to me?
I said committed for sure.
Yeah, because that's where it all begins, right? Tell us a little bit why commitment is so important to you.
Well, as a business and health coach, I see a lot of people drop off after, like, let's say a week or a month of committing to their health goals. And it makes me so sad because everybody should be committed to their own health for life, right?
Very true. Very true.
And in business, you can't commit just for one day, 1 week, 1 month, or 1 year. If you have a business, you have to be committed to that business, just like a podcast. Like when we started the podcast, we were told that 90% of people don't even get past the 10th episode or something like that. It's like, why would you start a podcast and then quit after five episodes?
Exactly. And you know, it's so exciting watching the podcast grow too. And I know that you're doing really well. I wanted to do the podcast, but it was about finding the time to get it done. Once I made a decision of what date I wanted to launch, then I was totally committed to getting it done. And, you know, with Carl as our podcast coach, he suggests having several episodes up so that people can when you launch, so that people can go and look at other information that you've got coming out, right? And so for me, that was a total commitment to get it done. And I managed to do it in under 2 weeks when I actually made the firm commitment. And that's what it's about, right? You can have an idea of what you want to do, but it's really setting that timeline and following through with the action.
If you don't set a deadline of a goal that you have, you're not likely to accomplish it. That's the bottom line, really. And I was the same way, Penny Lee, when I started mine. I said February 1st is when I'm going to launch my podcast because that's my son's birthday. And wouldn't it be nice to have a birthday special? Well, that birthday special has had over 500 listeners.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like that is pretty amazing. And then so the my podcast is called A Healthier You Little by Little for a reason, because some people don't have the commitment to really jump in and do everything all at once and be 100% perfect. Like, come on, I'm not even 100% perfect. When I did bodybuilding, I don't even think I was 100% perfect. I still had a healthy chocolate each day during my competition. Don't tell my trainer. but the thing is, like, you have to have a certain kind of commitment to get the goal done. And yeah, I ended up on stage at the age of 48 and a half with like 7% body fat. I dropped 20 pounds to do that. And it was a commitment. And I did not want to go on stage having unnecessary inches on me, because that's not the reason why you go on stage.
Right.
To embarrass yourself. So that was a huge commitment there. And then when I joined the military when I was 19, I had to be committed to my own health, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have been able to do the parachute course that I was on. I wouldn't have been able to go with the infantry to Croatia for 6 months, because there is a certain fitness standard. And if you couldn't meet the standard, you couldn't run away from the enemy if you had to. And so I'm telling you, you become quite committed if you have to run away from the enemy.
Yeah, I bet. That's a commitment for sure.
You don't want to be going there out of shape, I tell you.
Good point. Very good point. But, you know, it's really interesting that you talk about commitment to your health, because I think today a lot of people are not actually in control of their own health and their own well-being, and they just react to things that happen to them and don't recognize that they actually have the power to change their health in their own way, step by step. So you talk little by little, I talk step by step, right? So doing right. One little thing at a time, commit exactly. To that one little thing.
Yeah.
Do it consistently,
yep.
Get comfortable, make it your new normal.
Yep.
And now you can add another step or another little step towards your health objectives. And we all have total control over our health. It's just how you choose to take action.
Well, what I do is I do a health questionnaire as a baseline of, okay, how much water are you drinking? How many times do you eat fast food in a week? How many bowel movements do you have a day? Because all those things, no one asks you that. Doctors right. Don't even ask you that nowadays because they don't have time, right?
Yep.
So who's asking you these questions? Who's setting that baseline for you? And then I compare it 30 days later for people to take a look. Like, yeah, maybe you didn't lose all the weight that you wanted, but look at all the other things that you've improved on. You had less drinks, you had less packaged foods, you had this and this, and you're sleeping better, your joints are better, you're feeling better mentally. Like, all of those things little by little matter. And it's those little steps daily that you commit to that are going to make the difference. And then, you know, commitment also is not just about your health and about your business, but your marriage, right? I've been committed to my husband for 28 years now. We've been married 26 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And our daughter's 24 now, by the way. And yeah. She just got engaged, and she's been dating the same guy for 6 years. So I'm very proud of her and her commitment to a relationship. And, you know, if your relationship isn't working, I understand why you'd want to leave that relationship, but are you able to maybe work on it and find out why you committed to that person in the first place? And then sometimes it just doesn't work out. I have a lot of friends who 50% of people, they say, end up divorced, right?
Yeah.
But what if you could commit to being respectful every day, commit to being loving every day? Like, I have a thing called touch time with my husband. Like, if I'm in my office for a couple of Zoom hours back to back, I'll go out of my office and go touch him, like hug him or something like that. Yeah. And that's what we call touch time. Even on motorcycle trips that we take together and we're riding for a couple of hours, we get off our motorcycle and go hug each other. And, you know, it's just beautiful. Those little things like that, right? Little by little, like your marriage and being committed to your marriage and just treating each other with respect. it makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's really interesting that you brought that up, because that's why Friends Friday was even started, because I was married 25 years and things were a little stale, and I wanted to find a way to revive or put more energy and spark into our relationship. And I thought, okay, how am I going to learn how to do that? Well, let's have a once a month potluck dinner with a couple that has been married longer than 10 years and learn from other people. And that's how I got started. That's how Friends Friday started. That's how our relationship began to re-blossom, if you will. Because, you know, you can choose to just pack it in and move on and find something else. But why put all of that time and energy out, throw it out the window? You know, you've invested all these years, and you just have to go back to think about why you met in the first place. And, you know, what is it that makes you happy being with that person, and just rekindle those things. And you'll be very pleasantly surprised that, you know, all of those feelings and all of those reasons why you got together come back to you and reignite in you, you know. So it's very exciting. And I totally agree. It's a great opportunity to work on all kinds of relationships. Making a commitment to improve your relationships in your life is really a key factor as well. And actually, in the end, that's what makes us successful in business, is committing to relationships with our clients, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's funny that I'll go back to the vision board training that you did for my team. Yeah. And I have the vision board across from my desk, and I'm looking at it, and I'm reminded of what I have on there for my vision that I'm committing to. And that commitment, like, some of these things I can accomplish within a year. Some I might be able to accomplish in a month. Some I might be able to accomplish today. And it's making that commitment and understanding what you want. And then once you know what you want, be committed and go for it. Because I can tell you, when you do commit to what you want, you're going to feel very satisfied and feel that sense of accomplishment. When I became a millionaire, a cumulative millionaire in my company, yep. And there are only, and I don't want to say only, there's like over 350 people who've done that feat. I was the company's 134th millionaire. Fantastic. And that was a big accomplishment. And I had to be committed to doing that. And I'm still committed 14 years later in a network marketing company. Not many people can say that.
Yep.
And so you really need to know who to lean your ladder against and to make that choice and stay committed to yourself first and stay committed to your customers and your team as well. Because I've seen people come and go, and it drives me nuts, Penny Lee. To be honest, it drives me nuts when people, you know, they're in for, let's say, 6 months. They say, yeah, I really want this. And they say, I want to make, you know, $5,000 a month. And I say, okay, well, that's totally doable. But you have to take action and you have to have the commitment to doing it. And what I find these days is that there aren't a lot of committed people out there, and it drives me nuts.
I totally, totally agree with you, Cindy. And you know what? It drives me nuts too. However, I also know that a lot of times people don't take action because they're frozen in fear and they can't get out of their comfort zone. So it's really about working with belief systems. People have strong desires of things that they want to do, but never take action because they're frozen in fear. And so that's part of what I do. I help people recognize what their beliefs are, recognize where the blockers are, and what is the real driving deep down why committed factor to why they want to get somewhere, and how they can create those stepping stones to accomplish that. And, you know, that's what we do at Graduate. So
it's yeah. Awesome. Well, no wonder why we get along so well, Penny Lee. Like, we have such a kindred spirit. And because, I mean, we are committed to helping people with yes. their health and their wealth, essentially. And that's my exactly. company name, Health to Wealth. You said it earlier today.
Yep.
And I think it's important that you brought that up, like, find out what people's why is, because once they know what their why is, I think they'll be more committed to doing what they're going to do. And the people that don't do what they say they're going to do and they're not committed, it's probably because their why isn't big enough.
Yep. Exactly. Or their self-esteem and values are limited, right? And so that's, again, a work in progress. And you know what? It's a lifetime to figure all this stuff out. If you can accelerate that, even better. But the only way you can do that is by having a community of people that will help to lift you up and push you forward and move you out of your comfort zone. And that's exactly what you and I both do, is we help those people to be able to accomplish that. So I am now going to ask you our question from our Positive Attitude Zone talk cards, which is our foundation of Graduate, actually. The Positive Attitude Zone talk cards are a way of helping you to reflect, but also to engage in meaningful conversations, to nurture relationships. And so I use these cards with my family and my clients so that I can learn where people are coming from. This is a fun question for you, Cindy. What's your favorite toy or game?
Now, should I keep this PG?
Yeah.
It's kind of a private question, isn't it, Penny Lee? You didn't expect me to say that, did you?
No, it's all good.
All right, I'm just kidding. Actually, you know, since I moved to Kempville 2 years ago, I didn't actually know what my favorite game was until I came here. And I did not know what pickleball was. And I started playing it with the seniors that live here and people my age too. It's not just a seniors game, although it is the fastest growing sport in North America, apparently. And I did a speech about it at Toastmasters. And it is so fun. It's like tennis, but it's with a paddle and a wiffle ball. And you can play singles or you can play doubles. It's kind of like tennis. And oh my God, it is so fun. And I find that that's my funnest game now. Like I went and played yesterday with or Sunday with everybody, and I haven't seen him in a while because I was on a motorcycle trip and all this other stuff. Like I have so many fun things I love to do.
Yeah.
But in terms of games, I would say that pickleball is my funnest thing to do at the moment.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you a secret. My mentor and my dearest friend, Melanie Hayden Sparks, had a birthday party the end of July. And that was one of the things they were doing, was playing pickleball. And so I thought, wow, that's really cool. I've heard all about pickleball, but Cindy, you and I have to book a date because I've never done it.
Oh my God. It is so fun.
I bet. I can just imagine.
And well, here at Equinel where I live, we have indoor courts for the wintertime and we have summer courts now. And it's so amazing, like just being in the fresh air, getting the sun, playing with other people and joking and missing balls and smashing balls. And you get that competition. It's a friendly competition.
I love competition.
and a lot of people of different ages and different, like a lot of people are wearing knee braces playing it. And I have osteoarthritis of my knees and I can still play it. Thankfully. So, you know, it's just a great sport for all ages. And I actually had a 50th birthday party with playing indoor pickleball and invited about 30 friends to it. And it was hilarious. We had such a great time.
Oh, well, we are going to have to book time to do that. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And like I say, heard lots about it, but I've never actually tried it myself. So that's what I'm going to commit to. I'm going to commit to trying pickleball and see what it's all about. So now you get to pick our next question for the next episode. So there's five categories. So pick a number between 1 and 5.
2 is my favorite number. 2 and 10.
All right. So this is the purple category. So we've got 6 questions. So pick a number between 1 and 6.
And I already picked 2. Can I pick 2 again?
Yeah.
Okay. 2.
Oh, this is a good one, Cindy. Okay, so the purple is all about relationships. Well, it's interesting that we kind of talked about that today. Mm-hmm. And so this is a great question. How do you show someone you love them? Now, this is not for you to answer. This is the question you chose for our next episode. And there are so many different ways to do that. So we'll talk about that on our next episode. Thank you so much for choosing that.
You're welcome. That sounds fun.
Yeah. And so we always like to wrap up with a fun joke and invite you to join us to wrap up your week. And so, of course, Cindy has brought us a fun joke to finish up the episode with. So hats off to you there, Cindy. Go ahead.
All right. A woman puts an ad in the paper looking for a man who wouldn't run away at the sight of commitment, who wouldn't hit her also, and could fulfill her sex life. 2 weeks go by and nothing. Finally, one day, the doorbell rings. She opens the door and sees a no-armed, no-legged man. She looks at him and asks, "How do you expect to fulfill my wishes?" He explains, "I have no arms to hit you and no legs to run away." Then she says, "And the sex life?" He looks at her and says, "I rang the doorbell, didn't I?"
That's a really good one, Cindy. Thank you very much. Of course, I knew you had to slip it in there somewhere.
You're starting to get to know me, Penny Lee.
Yes. And you know, it was awesome.
Right on. You know what? Laughing is good for your abs and your happiness hormones. So it's good to laugh. And I'm glad that you made me do that, Penny Lee.
Awesome. Well, you know what? This is what it's all about. Friends Friday fun. Thank you so much. We've had actually a few Friends Friday conversations in the last few months, which have always been very enlightening for me anyways. I'm sure it's both ways, but we've got lots in common and it's always fun chatting with you. And so thank you so much for joining me today and investing your time to listen in. I thank all the listeners for continuing to join us, Friends Friday Fun Podcast, and really appreciate any feedback. You're welcome to send me an email. Would love to correspond with you. I'm looking to make new friends. So any opportunity to do that. Thank you again so much for joining us. Hope you have a fantastic day. And I'll look forward to seeing you on our next episode. Bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.